The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
Statement released yesterday evening, Britain's Prince Andrew announced that he is going to be giving up his royal titles. He said, "In discussion with the King and my immediate and wider family, we have concluded the continued accusations about me distract from the work of His Majesty and the royal family. I have decided, as I always have, to put my duty to family and country first. I stand by my decision 5 years ago to stand back from public life. With His Majesty's agreement, we feel I must now go a step further. I will therefore no longer use my title or the honours which have been conferred upon me. As I said previously, I vigorously deny the accusations against me. With me is Richard Fitzwilliams, who is royal commentator based in the UK. Richard, what difference does it make whether or not he uses the titles conferred upon him?
Well, it makes a good deal of difference. Firstly, he is a prince because he's the son of Queen Elizabeth. So that was pretty well untouchable. But whilst he retained the HRH is something he hasn't used, but his dukedom and also the fact that he is a member of the Order of the Garter dating to 1348, the most prestigious award that there is, whilst this was the case, he could argue that he hadn't been fully cast out. The legal point is that these titles, he hasn't been stripped of them. They are in abeyance. It takes an act of Parliament to strip him of the titles. And that, for example, would have meant that his daughters were no longer princesses and so forth. But essentially, the King has done what he feels he can do to distance the royal family from what, frankly, was a drip, drip, drip of endless sleaze. And of course, this involves not only Andrew, on which obviously is the King's brother and also as the main focus of this, but also his wife, Sarah, or ex-wife, should I say, devoted, they still live together, Sarah Ferguson. Now, there is absolutely no question that this is it's a monumental scandal. It involves, firstly, the accusations of Virginia Giuffre, who tragically committed suicide earlier this year, but her posthumous memoir, Nobody's Girl, is being published next week, with extracts have already come out, and it's obvious that this is going to be somewhat sensational. Then there's the fact, apparently, that when it comes to the documentation of Epstein, and it must be emphasized, Andrew's always denied that Virginia Giuffre accused him of abusing her sexually on three occasions. He's denied that. He's never been found guilty in a court. But in the United States, the documentation linked to Epstein, who committed the deceased pedophile who committed committed suicide, or so it's assumed, in 2019. Now, this is just beginning to come out. What could come out is a huge question mark, because the actual links between Jeffrey Epstein and also Andrew and Sarah Ferguson, what is known so far has proven them both to be liars. So far as Andrew's concerned, he went on Newsnight fatefully in an interview, which I can only say was a disaster of Krakatoan proportions, to say that he had gone to stay with L.C. Epstein in New York in 2010, but subsequently had had no contact with him. Now, that has been disproved by an email that, in point of fact, he was saying that they were in it together. This was after Epstein had been sentenced for molestation. I mean, the facts of the matter are that it has now been proven by an email that has also leaked, linked to Sarah Ferguson. She had periodic debts in the 1990s and thereafter, and we know that Epstein definitely contributed £15,000 towards them. Very possibly that could have been a great deal more. So there are a variety of areas here. And another, which deals with Andrew's choice of friends, which includes an alleged Chinese spy, Yang Tengbo, and also links with a spy master, so-called, in the Chinese Communist Party. So it is quite extraordinary. It's gone on now for some 5 years and got worse.
Well, one assumes that the royal family and King Charles are hoping that this move will cauterize the wound and stop the drip, 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 as you described it. Do you think they are correct in that hope?
I think that it will remove it from the royal family to some extent, because remember, for example, Sarah Ferguson and Andrew Sarah Ferguson spent Christmas with the royal family in 2023. They attended somewhat showingly the funeral of the Duchess of Kent recently, and again made a point of appearing, so to speak, for the cameras, or so it seemed. These sort of appearances, we won't see again. There won't be a Christmas with the royal family. There won't be such appearances. But to what extent, I mean, there will still be the media fascination in this. And I mean, when it comes to actually believing Andrew, the last poll was 5% in YouGov in August. Now, when only that percentage believe you, when in point of fact, people remember an image, a photograph, where Andrew has his arm around Virginia Giuffre, taken in 2001, published in 2011, and we now know that, whereas he denies it and thinks that Mayor has always claimed it could be forged, we know that he emailed Epstein directly after it and didn't mention it, and that is, I would have thought, the proof positive, to quote Shakespeare. I mean, there's absolutely no question that this is a total disgrace. And the one thing he could do and won't do, or so it seems, this could change, is do something charitable. There isn't, for example, in this somewhat pompous statement, which he's undoubtedly been forced to fall on his sword, any regret, any apology. He doesn't seem to know the meaning of those words. He does seem to have been positively bovine in the sense that he has no sense of the way people have responded to this. And in that sense, these Yorks their brand is toxic, but this does go back many years. He was a brave pilot in the Falklands War. He was 22 years in the Navy, and subsequently he was representative, special representative for British trade. Now, it was during that period that a recent book entitled by Andrew Lowney, The Rise and Fall of the House of York, contends that he went through certain public motions, but basically he and Sarah Ferguson, so Lowney asserts, were privately enriching themselves. Now, a great deal more, therefore, is likely to come out. Sarah Ferguson is someone who's shown an extraordinary ability to bounce back from scandals in the past. But to what extent she might be able to do so with this one, this is a completely different matter. They still remain at Royal Lodge. That's a 30-room home in Windsor Great Park. But he has a 75-year lease in it and can't be removed. So, again, how could the royal family control what comes out? They can't. And they realize they can't. But this at least is King Charles saying, obviously with the backing of Prince William, they've removed him from anything that they're able to remove him from. And that, I think, is important. Equally, we'll have to see what happens, and there'll be enormous interest in the publication of Nobody's Girl next week.
Richard, thank you very much for that analysis. That's Richard Fitzwilliams there in the UK, and of course the family of Virginia Giuffre, the woman who accused Prince Andrew of the sex trafficking allegations that led to all of what we have been discussing. They say that the decision to cease using his titles is a vindication of what Virginia Giuffre had originally said, but they do say that it should go further and that he should also be stripped of the title of Prince.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.